This is a spoken Wikinews article from wikinews.org, recorded by Paul Williams. Ukraine beat Tunisia by an Andriy Shevchenko penalty in Berlin to advance to the round of 16 Friday. Roger Lemer, coach of Tunisia, might consider his team were unlucky, as the match seemed to turn on officiating decisions that favoured the Ukrainians. Ukraine went into the last Group H game needing a draw to go through to the round of 16, while Tunisia needed a win. It was a competitive match without much flair or accurate passing. A total of just 9 shots and 6 corner kicks, and the 42 fouls amassed suggested that the game was mostly played in the centre third of the pitch. The first of 3 things to go wrong from the Tunisia perspective was the sending off of arguably their best player, Ziad Jaziri. He got his second yellow card a minute before half-time for a mistimed challenge, which followed a yellow card for foul simulation earlier in the game. The second crucial moment, when the score was still 0-0, appeared to follow from an Andriy Russo foul a few yards away from his penalty area on 64 minutes. The caution Russo received meant that he would miss Ukraine's next FIFA World Cup match. Anis Ayari took the free kick and got it up over the wall. It was close enough to going in that it landed on the netting on top of the goal. Unfortunately for Tunisia, television replay showed a Ukrainian player in the wall inside the penalty area stuck his arm up and the ball had clipped his arm on the way through. This was the 5th time in 3 days at the World Cup players in defensive positions had put their hand up in their own penalty area to stop balls. It has also happened in the Portugal vs Mexico, Serbia and Montenegro vs Ivory Coast, and Croatia vs Australia. In this match, no penalty was awarded for the handball. 4 minutes later, Andriy Shevchenko made it 1-0 for Ukraine from the penalty spot. There was some question about whether the award was just. Although Shevchenko had done well to nip past the Tunisian keeper and had 2 defenders in close vicinity, he had appeared to trip himself when he tapped his own left ankle with his right foot. For neutral fans in the Olympiastadion, a bright spot in a scrappy match came on 89 minutes when Ali Bormnigel made a brilliant save from Andriy Voronin. Voronin was one-on-one with the Tunisian, and the save seemed to block an almost certain second goal for Ukraine. By that time, the game was done and dusted, and Ukraine were through to the round of 16 in the FIFA World Cup for the first time in its history. You can find this article and the full statistics on the match at en.wikinews.org. Wikinews is a non-profit independent news site run by the non-profit Wikimedia Foundation. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.